So the growing cycle is about an 8 to 9 month period of time. The picking, baling, ginning, what is that? About another month till it gets shipped out to the mills. How long? I'm just curious. These pair of Kimes jeans I'm wearing. How long ago was this little fiber ball in my hand? Would that take about a year for it to all come together?
No, what do you think?
I would say about a year. Yeah, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit longer. But they try to use cotton will deteriorate over time in storage, and so there isn't a lot that sits around for a long time in storage. They try to use it up within a year. And honestly, and I mean, if you're talking about American made, and it was the fabric was, the yarn was spun here and everything, about a year.
No big long tank time going from LA over to Indonesia area.
Yeah, and that's an issue for them over there. It's getting to be a bigger issue. We hear it more and more from importers when you're in those countries, or the exporters as we call them. It's almost a 90-day turnaround from the time they place an order, buy some cotton, and by the time you can get it out of a warehouse and load it in a container on a boat and into their warehouse, it's almost a 90-day time frame.
So they want to move it fast. They want to get it fast.
Yeah. And you've tied up their lines of credit, or they've tied up their lines of credit with their banks for that long too, and that's what they're really jumping up and down and screaming about anymore.
Interesting. So, well, let's bring Dan. He's got a question for our cotton grower, Mr. Paco. Dan, go ahead.
Oh, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is in regards to the quality of the type of cotton they're using for, say, T-shirts. I noticed maybe 10 years ago, when I would buy, I'd like a nice heavy-duty cotton shirt. And you read the label, and it says 100% cotton. I have some shirts that I purchased way back then, and then some shirts I've purchased recently, or in the last couple of years. And the old shirts, maybe, so like I said, a heavier cotton shirt, the more I wash my old...
Did we lose him?
I'm not sure. It's his line's still hot, so maybe we'll catch the signal back. I think what he was asking is there a difference in 100% cotton from 10 years ago? He seems like he got more per wash out of it. That's probably more a question to, the sewing.
Right, and I think coming from the manufacturer, because the cotton, the quality of cotton, and a lot of that's influenced by the seed and the technology improvements in growing it today, we're actually producing a much higher quality cotton here in the United States. So I don't know, Paco, do you have any theories on that? You've gone all over the world to kind of see what manufacturers are doing in their processes and stuff.
Yeah, I'm almost hesitant to say, but I'd say that if we're talking T-shirts, it would vary on manufacturers. The prices is dictated, the qualities that they buy. I kind of agree with him. I think that the T-shirts that were made maybe 15 years ago were probably a little bit heavier. I don't know if the quality was any different, but I think prices influenced it.
Sure.
And we're not seeing the heaviness like we used to see in the durability, I don't believe.
I will tell you, when I go shopping, because I'm kind of a clothes hound and I love clothes, and that kind of happened from Mom and I being really involved in the National Cotton Council and going all over the United States and promoting it, I actually look for a thicker, whether it's in your T-shirts or your blouses, and you can pretty much tell, but you have to kind of have a focus of what's it feel like in my hands, and is it a heavier texture?
Stitch count.
It's kind of like we have the 500 stitch count for sheets. So look for the same thing when you're purchasing your clothes. You might pay a prettier penny for that, but you'll get a higher quality blouse or shirt or whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, you're talking like a 200 count thread count sheet versus a 500 count. Is obviously the 500 count's going to be a little bit silkier, smoother, and is going to be more durable. And I also find that, like, in, if we're talking about T-shirts, like Dan was asking about, manufacturers, there's a big difference between this manufacturer and that manufacturer because of the specs. An interesting story, years ago, 35 years ago, there was a gentleman that worked for Anderson Clayton Company, who was a big ginning company here at the time. They still have a presence in the state in California, but he was in the southeast part of the country when we still had mills, and he was in a room where they had racks and racks of polo shirts. And they were putting...
Now, hang on, Paco. We're going to have to finish that.
Sure.
And this, the rest of that story will be on the podcast, but our terrestrial radio broadcast timer only gives us 10 more seconds to wrap up this hour. Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau, thank you for your time this Saturday morning. And Paco Alter on the... And what was the Terra Verde Farms? Terra Verde Farms. Thanks for your time.
Okay, we were talking about my friend that was in South Carolina at a mill, and they walked into a room full of... red polo shirts, and they were going three different lines and sewing three different labels in them. One was the Lacoste label, the other one was Land's End, and then the third one was the Ralph Lauren label, which I found interesting because it was all the same shirts coming out of the same manufacturing facility. So it's, I thought that was very interesting.